At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, hey, boys.
It's right at the buzzer, baby. The drive is live. What's up, Laura? I see you out
there. Y'all think we can get Laura as a guest? Y'all think we can get that one?
Weekly.
Even Laura said, nah, if you ain't paying me, I ain't coming on.
Weekly, baby. We get Laura weekly.
I just want a little sexy traffic on Friday. Nah, if you ain't paying me, I ain't coming on. Well, damn.
There we go.
I mean... I guess getting a player consistently out the window too, huh?
If we can't afford more. Are you all right?
I mean that drop Tyler just played right there. I mean that turned me on a bit.
Tyler,
I know our listeners out there love Laura.
Clinton Walton here with size and a pistol locked and loaded. he's ready to go up in here. All right. The drive is indeed live in the building. If you're looking, you see Tyler Milner here on YouTube and Twitch, the face that runs the place, the face that produces the place.
The face of the place.
There he is, Tyler Milner, right there. That's whatever he's doing right now, Marconi worthy. I could just tell he is focused, digging up his nose right now.
I don't know, man. Y'all check Twitter lately?
Tyler Milner, you are the greatest producer in the world.
A lot of folks out there can do Tyler's job.
Tyler's the one that worries.
A lot of folks can do this 4 hour this 4 hour radio gig.
Tyler is in a space in which I have been in the space most of my career, and that is Tyler is willing to set up shop and go at everybody.
No lies detected.
6,000 followers. Tyler is ready to go at like even the one where your emoji or whatever is just blank in a letter. Tyler is willing to go.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, man, I think people are starting to catch on. I mean, coming the wrong way, I'm gonna do everything I can to probably successfully verbally put you in your grave.
Now they're just gonna keep messing with you.
Yeah, they're gonna come at you. I had to call my wife off of a couple of them yesterday. I was like, babe.
Yeah, I had to do that one.
Don't let me see it again. I had to do that one
early with her and her friends. Early in the career.
I just thoroughly enjoy ending people via words. It's fun. It's like a hobby.
I know it is. And they are just as excited because
ain't no doubt.
They got a rise out of the face that runs the place. That's what they're looking for.
Usually working a lot of LOLs and let them know how they're nobody. So I don't care too much. I just end them.
And I could understand Tyler last night being ticked off. 14-1 will get to you.
He was ticked off.
And again, Tyler and Clint, we've had this conversation multiple times. Last night was tough. That's what baseball can give you. Last night was tough because, for me, I tell you, kick my ass. I'd rather lose 14-1 than walk off 2-1. I'd rather lose that way.
it sucks to suck.
But they made you stay into it in for six innings. They made you hang in there at six innings, and then they went ahead and imploded. Well, I'm sorry, the bullpen went ahead and imploded, and now made that thing 14-1. That'd piss me off, but well, make it 14-1 early.
You should have been there. I took Granny yesterday.
You took?
Because that blowout and that tire blowout on the way, man. I needed to ride home. Mom, old Granny picked me up. I said, hey, you know, he's on over here Dykin and Catchy Strohs. She ain't been to a Strohs game in 30 years. I said, come on, let's go.
Really?
You gonna make me come into the city?
Yeah, you was in the city, baby. I pulled up that Game Time app, bought a couple tickets, got us first row, man. Got us down there right on the action.
Yeah. So
Okra came out there, got two outs. They bring Dubin in. She said, you want to bet that this guy gives up a hit? I don't know why he's bringing this guy in. Okra was doing
fine. She's down on Sean Dubin.
Gosh, damn it, man.
I bet $5, and that dude got a hit. The next guy hit a home run. Then Bregman hit a home run. I said, boy, hell, I'd have to pay you $100 just on a $5 bet just for
that. I know you didn't stay nine. When did you bet?
Oh, hell no. The bottom of that inning, when they went up 7 to whatever it was, I think it was 7-0. When they went up 7-0, we said if they don't score in the bottom of the sixth, we're gonna get up out of here. Wow. So we beat the traffic. We got up out of here.
Smart. That was a no-brainer.
There's
for
no
me.
Way I'm not. Yeah, that in there. We get to 7-8. Yeah, I'm out. I'm out on that. But there is a lot to get to because now this race is tied. The Mariners won 1-0 on a Josh Naylor home run in the first inning, and they beat the Orioles 1-0, and now it is officially tied at the top of the division between the Astros and the Mariners. And and the first thing that comes to me from that game is, why did they do Chaz like that? Why did they make Chaz pitch in that ninth inning?
You'll come at me about white boy Chaz?
I really want to go with you, Tyler, yesterday. As you said, Chaz may have a chance to take a job. But now they making Chaz. Not only did Chaz have the day off after arguably being one of the players of the game the night before.
For Melt. Loyal.
for Melton. Not only did he have the day off, take your pick. Melton, Tramell. Sanchez, they were all in the outfield.
I mean, Sanchez, I can understand. Them other two, it has just gotten to, boy, how quickly the mighty fall.
And then Joe said, yo.
That arm fresh?
You think you can come in here and take one for the team?
That was a no-brainer for me.
Come on, man. Chaz is...
I'm trying to do the best I can.
It's just, damn, man. What is Urias doing? There has got to be better options than Chaz to come in here and get us the ninth.
Oh, man,
now he messed up his ERA.
I don't know who else from Sugarland's in that bullpen. I mean, in that dugout. But damn, it's got to be somebody other than Chaz, right?
Do you think it ever crossed Chaz's mind to say, I gotta stand on business here and say, nah, Coach, I don't think I can do that.
No,
I think Chaz
is, he's on a hope and a prayer, man. I think he's trying to keep it alive at this point. There was a time when he had a little, he had the opportunity to have a little spine. Right now, ain't it?
No,
I think it's not with Joe. because Glenn, I'd be hot. There's no way I'd be hot. I thought for sure I'm playing today. I got benched, and now you want me to come in here and throw the ninth? He only gave up 2 runs, though, by the way, and had a better line than Sean Dubin. Only gave up 2 runs out there. But, damn, boy, I was like, damn, Cam, you don't have a chance. You don't have a chance at the center field thing. But that hurt. And as we said, Joe Espada, he spoke after the game about where the division is. As I said, now they're even, and it's on now as the Mariners, who are 8-0 in their last 8, they have won 9 of their last 10, and they are rolling, Jack. And they've tied this thing up. They were 7 back, and now this thing is tied. Here's Joe Espada on how he's seeing the West.
For me, I look at it this way. Tomorrow we come out, Hunter Brown on the mound. We win the game. That's three series wins in a row. That's what we want to try to do.
Listen, I believe the Astros are well-equipped and And I would, even if I had to bet money, Clint, I would still bet money on the Astros winning the West. It's a serious thing. I would bet money, though. I would still lean towards the Astros, especially with them getting their pitching healthy. But I am starting to see this a lot. And oddly enough, I haven't seen it from Tyler as much. But I am starting to see this a lot of, oh, the Mariners, they're going to screw it up. They're gonna choke over themselves like they always do. As I said, I would still put money on the Astros, but I don't know that I would be leaning into, hey, man, don't worry, the Mariners, they'll screw this up sooner or later. I think this is one that the Astros are going to have to go take and take from the Mariners. The Mariners right now at this point are, I mean, smoking hot. As I said, they've won 8 in a row. They still have only lost one game since the deadline. They're more healthy. And right now, overall, when you look at bullpen, lineup, rotation, right now at this point, they're overall a better team. And so I wouldn't sit here and look at this as a, now if this were the Angels or something, Tyler, maybe I'd go with it. But I wouldn't just say like, oh, the Mariners are going to choke over themselves. I think this is one you're going to have to go and get and take from Seattle, because they're coming, and I don't think they're slowing down.
Yeah, I think, you know, look, here's the deal, is we're going to find out a lot, obviously, as we get down the stretch here. But the 14 of the Astros' next 17 after they get past the Red Sox are against teams that they should handle.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Handily. You've got the Baltimore Orioles, who are at the bottom of the AL East right now. You got them seven of your next 10. You got the Angels in there somewhere. They're struggling a little bit towards the bottom of this division. You got the Rockies in there for three games. And so the Astros, if you can just keep winning series, then you get into a stretch of your schedule like that right there where you're actually catching duds and the Mariners are catching better baseball teams.
Yeah.
I think you got a chance to make a move, but you gotta split these. I mean, you gotta keep taking these series when given the opportunity. And like Espada said, Hunter Brown on the bump, it's a rubber match game at home. This is one that you got to go get.
This is a big one to get tonight. And I think that schedule is a big part of what I think they can take advantage of things.
Yep,
but. This ain't a situation where, like, the Astros are the boogeyman, and the Mariners are gonna self destruct like maybe they have in the past. I wouldn't bet or rely on that. I think the Mariners are for real. I don't think this is a fake.
We're gonna find out, baby.
This is too sustained, and that series, as they'll play, they got one more three game set coming up, which right now looks like it is going to be huge. And you are right. I do believe, Clint, with the schedule to take advantage of, you probably want to try to build yourself some sort of a cushion of separation between you and the Mariners before you get to that point. But I think this is serious. By the way, yesterday was the second start for Spencer Arrighetti. He goes five innings, one hit, two earned. But he was clearly erratic, especially with his fastball. Five walks, three strikeouts at 88 pitches. But he leaves the game finishing five innings and giving up two runs. Your thoughts from being there in the building, your thoughts from seeing Spencer Arrighetti yesterday?
Yeah, look, I'll be honest with you. I'm very, very disappointed in my seats. I got to get to this experience at Daikin. I was very, very unimpressed, to be completely honest with you, and I was pretty stoked about it. So I'm gonna be honest with you. From where I was, I mean, I could clearly, you can't see when you're there like that. You can't see like you can on TV. I mean, if it's a ball or strike, I gotta check the umpire to see what it is. You know, it ain't like TV where they're showing you, is he missing bad? Is he slightly missing? Is it off speed? You can't tell in the moment literally what the hell's going on. So, I don't know. Other than the stat line, man, I don't know what.
Welcome home.
Hit a guy too. I think it was, to me, obviously he is not completely sharp, but I mean, he gave up one hit to that lineup, right? And obviously they're as patient as really any lineup in baseball. They take walks. They got a bunch of Alex Bregmans over there who are patient and make you throw it into the strike zone. And for him to be able to pitch around and out of trouble and only give up two runs, I think, is something to build on too. But again, this is somebody who has pitched for the first time, or at least for the second time, since April, and you could see there may be some sharpness that he needs to get. So I didn't think it was that bad. Again, I felt, you know, more positive than negative in his first two starts. Coming up, Nick Caley, the offensive coordinator, he spoke today, and he talked about a few things, including, I think, the story of game one in the preseason, Arriante Ursery. Wait till you hear what his OC had to say about him. That's coming up next.
Your favorite Houston sports station is a Marconi finalist. For the first time, the National Association of Broadcasters selected Sports Radio 610 as one of five nominees for Sports Station of the Year. And we couldn't do it without you. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for interacting.
Thanks for making us not just Houston sports leader,
but one of the best stations in all of the country. Houston's Marconi nominated sports leader.
is Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. Here in a bit, you will hear from Nick Caley, the offensive coordinator, as he speaks about Arianti Urcery, who I think most people looked at as the talk of game one in terms of the guys that are going to really, really make an impact on this team right away. I think he was the talk of game one. Very impressive, not just locally, but at a national level. Many people were talking about his performance. We'll let you hear what his OC had to say about him. But he also spoke about something that, I don't know, I didn't know that this was going to be the case. I didn't even really think about it going into the game until I noticed, oh, that's Gerard Johnson is the one talking to Davis Mills out there or talking to Graham Mertz out there. By the way, Tyler, I know you have probably started it, that Netflix has the SEC.
I have not gotten to it yet, but it is near the top of the list.
Oh, Clint.
What is it?
They're going through.
It's Hard Knocks, but SEC football, bro.
It's called Any Given Sunday, SEC.
I saw the advertisement, but I didn't know exactly what the concept was.
They've got a Graham Mertz, damn near an episode, basically. It's called QB1 between Graham Mertz and DJ
Lagway.
He tore that ACL, boy. That was tough. But the last episode I watched before I went to bed last night, it was Any Given Sunday. Shocked the world on the same weekend. Vanderbilt, Alabama, and then Arkansas, Tennessee. It really?
Oh, okay.
They open up. I almost text you. It was a little late. They was at some spot where the way they introduce us to Arkansas, it comes on and says Fayetteville, and then they start doing Woo Pig Suey. But they had some kind of bar, some place that I just, in my mind, I thought, yep, Clint's been here.
Clint's leaned on that one before, huh?
Clint's been here. It's wherever they do the coaches show. Clint's.
Was it Herman's?
I can't remember the name of it, but they went through it, boy. I tell you, Sam Pittman don't look like he's going to be coaching for multiple years. And I don't mean because he's going to be out of there. His health does not look great.
Yeah, had old bad hip.
He ain't moving, man.
Had old bad hip last year that took him down. Man.
Yeah, he ain't moving. But anyway, I didn't realize that he was going to be a in-booth OC, and that was one of the things that was addressed with him by the media, as we saw Bobby Slowick on the sideline. Tim Kelly was somebody who was on the sideline. I believe what's my man's name?
Pep Hamilton?
Yeah, Pep Hamilton was the sideline guy as well. Here's Nick Caley talking about his decision on the booth.
Yeah, a couple different things. I think in the booth, there's a little bit more peace and serenity. I get to lay out some stuff. I got some room to write, some things down. And obviously I get a bird's eye view. We have great, communication on the headsets. I thought that went well with the staff. So I have all the faith in the world of everybody that's on the headset. When you talk about what's the advantage of being down, I've been down, basically the vast majority of my career in the National Football League. So seeing it from that perspective is, I would say that's what I'm, most recently been used to. But you also get to engage and see guys and look them in the eyes and get an opportunity to reset things and talk and communicate and get that, one-on-one communication with them. So I think there are two different perspectives. Both, are good. So we're going to see, how it goes, and this is the time to do it.
All right. Interesting. His obviously, when he's here, the thought is his communication with the O-line, but more importantly with C.J. Stroud. And obviously, this is going to be different on game day.
Well, yeah, I don't think they know exactly what they're going to do yet, and that's why they're just trying it out in both ways. Now, look, I love the way he laid that out, and I think for me, I would prefer to be in the booth. I want that serenity, that ability to write things down, the quiet atmosphere, and the 22. I want to see the all 22 bird's eye view that he's talking about. If one of the safeties is creeping down in play, it's easy to see up there. If you're getting some kind of movement right before the ball snapped, or some kind of exotic look from the defense or pressure from the defense, man, you can pick up somebody that's tipping it one way or the other from up there. And the ability to write notes down and carry it over to the next drive or the next situation, to me, is priceless. Now, I think none of that supersedes or is more important than being able to look in your quarterback's eyes. And so that's why when it comes to me, and I'm talking about Nick Caley, offensive coordinator, in the box or on the sideline, it's all preference, obviously. He can be wherever the hell he wants to, but it makes it a lot easier for him to be in the booth and have that bird's eye view if he's got somebody on the sideline that he trusts to be his eyes and ears around the whole offense, not just the quarterback, but around the whole offense. And then he's got somebody on the sideline also that can be the mouthpiece, if you will, the communicator with C.J. Stroud. And the reality of it is here in Houston, you've got plenty of guys, whether it's Jerod Johnson, who you mentioned has been doing a lot of the talking with which
seemed to be the person that they would trust.
I would assume that would be the person, but if you hear him talk about this Shaplinsky guy that came with him, apparently there's a long history there. So you talk about a history of with the offense and with Nick Caley, and you know, maybe be an extension of Nick Caley because he knows him a little bit better. Maybe it's a group approach with C.J. Stroud of being able to kind of juggle. You know, one is more in tune to, you know, keeping him cool, calm, collected. And the other is more your X and O guy, situational guy. We'll see. But I think Nick Caley, point is here, Nick Caley's going to be experiment in the regular season, in the preseason. And then he's got options if he does want to be in the booth that I think you can more than trust on the sideline.
We'll see how it works. There are advantages, and he's talked about it. There have been some great OCs that have set up in the booth. There have been some great OCs that have stood on the sideline. So North Turner was one of the best OCs, and he always sat in the booth, right? And so it's Chip Kelly, I believe, is somebody who sits in the booth. So, yeah, there's some absolute advantages you can have from it. Somebody else he talked about, Arionte Ursary. Mm-hmm. I think he may have been – at least for me, but overall may have been the biggest talking point coming out of the game for the Texans against the Vikings with his physicality. Here's his OC on his second-round pick, Ursary.
Yeah, I think he competed. I thought he was tough. He anchored. He played hard. He finished. And we just need to continue to see that and, you know, continuing to play, you know, with good fundamentals and technique consistently, especially when you get tired. You're building, you know, you're starting to try to get calloused in these parts of training camp where you're, you know, building stamina as you go, not just physically, but, you know, competitive stamina mentally. And I think he's done a good job of that. I mean, he loves football and he works. So we just got to keep going at that trajectory and keep pushing him. And he wants to be coached. And again, Cole and Zach do a really good job with those guys.
I think the biggest takeaway for me there, and I said this in the postgame show, the ability to finish, right? He has the ability to finish a guy, even if the guy beats him across his face, and he latches on to, say, a shoulder instead of a chest.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025, and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success.
Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Saraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chest plate. Now, last year, one of my big complaints about this offensive line, including the tight ends, was the level of quit. And most of the time, it came when they got beat across their face, and it was a stop my feet, look at the sideline, put my hands in there type of deal. But now I'm exaggerating out there, right? But you get my point. There is, when you're, especially in pass protection, but even in the run game, when you get beat, if you can just stay connected to the defensive player that you're blocking, whoever it may be, then I, as a quarterback or a running back, can slide one direction or the other.
We saw it in the game.
You saw it in the game. Davis Mills did it. It's you can protect yourself and you have a chance. And the thing is, C.J. Stroud has a great pocket presence, the poise in the pocket, the sixth sense in the pocket, the feel in the pocket. I think he works really hard at it. I think he's really good in that department. The problem is, last year when defenders came through, it was literally they had a three-way go. There was nobody attached to him. There was nobody that CJ could say pick and roll off of. It's Ariante Ursary did that in impressive fashion. His ability to finish, his willingness to finish, I think was the biggest plus right there last week.
He wants to finish.
No question.
He wants to drive you into the ground. All right, coming up. The Texans made a new move. They added a new player. We saw Brevin Jordan go down. They have added a new member to that tight end room. We will tell you the latest of what that is coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here on The Drive. Big show today coming up. Tyler done took the hat off in there, baby. I see.
It's going right back on.
That thing's parted up. Why? I didn't realize you had that hard part, man.
I took it off for a second. I forgot I didn't even put it back on.
Is that new?
Last week.
Last week? Mm-hmm. What? I didn't know you went hard part.
Man, you are at least a bloomers dropper. Like, I mean.
What does that mean?
Bloomers.
Them big ladies see you with that hair like that. They dropping them draws. I don't know if you like you up there with Carlos and Jeremy, but I mean you got some thick ones dropping them drawers when you wear that hat like that. Hair like that right there, man.
I appreciate what I think was just a compliment. I appreciate it.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
That's why I feel sexy.
Like that haircut. Let maybe the stylist over here to our right who wants to get a hold of guys. I'm telling you, boy, I think you can go ahead and scoop you up several good black ladies right there. I think you got that. That hair right there, get you a good look.
Well, if the past is any evidence, yeah.
We'd say you don't need no help.
You don't need a fresh haircut, huh, Chief?
You got that look. You got that look going, baby.
Yeah, I like that.
And you're going to put that damn hat on. You go in there and get that good-ass part to put that hat on.
It's a hard part. It's nice.
I appreciate you, fellas. You know what? Just for you, I'll leave the lid off for this segment. I'm going to leave it off the whole segment.
3 o'clock hour.
713-572-4610. Ladies, hat or no hat? What do you think about
the
part?
Oh, that is so good.
How about the high and tight fade? What about the comb over?
Take your headphones off real quick. Show the people YouTube and Twitch. Look at that.
Yeah.
Now imagine him with a double makers in his hand.
Oh yeah.
Maybe a little whistle pig if he's feeling good.
Leaned up against the door, next to the entryway right there where all of them got to walk in over in the heights.
Maybe, vibing.
Maybe for the culture I'm trying to get you in. Think about him in a double of Hennessy right there. Baby.
Yes, white hen. Let's go. Let's go.
That's
Smitty.
Hard to find.
Let's go, Smitty. Well, if he's gonna be in that establishment, he needs it.
I won't turn down some yak.
Because he ain't. You know what I mean?
Hey, he said I won't turn down some yak.
Hey, ladies, when you look on that camera though, don't ignore that little cow lick he's got going sideways in the back. The hat did that right there.
Yeah,
come on,
the hat did that right there. We no comments on that.
Mustang baby. Sally, you and your friends, check him out. Lauren Mack and your friends, check him out. Mel and your friends, Check him out. What? Hat or no hat, man? I'm telling you, man, he's ready, man. I'm telling you, he's dropping them bloomers, baby.
Guys, you got to make me blush, man.
I'm telling you, man.
Hey, man, you just keep doing your thing, man. Keep hard parting that piece.
Megan over there going to have the whole house set up for you. When your ass get back, candles lit, get your ass in here and take that hat off.
Hey, thank you, Tyler Milner.
So we can get it in. By the way, the Texans did make a move, Clint. They signed up veteran tight end Trey McKitty. Trey McKitty has played for the Chargers, Bills, Browns, 16 career catches for 117 yards.
Not Kikuchi, but McKitty. Huh? I'll be damned. I tell you what.
Stretching Kikuchi tonight.
Tyler, what he's got is, I tell you what.
I love Kikuchi!
Hey, you know they had to make a move somewhere.
Yeah. Well, we talked about yesterday, are they going to make a real move or are they going to make a debt move?
Yeah.
Well, it clearly looks like they went debt move.
Yeah.
And cool. I didn't think this was a situation, that they had to, or I would be disappointed if they went either way. And this is fine because I can see how they are especially very, very confident in their top two guys. That you can clearly see. By the way, checking in, no hat, T-Mill. That's my best friend, Melissa.
Hey, Mel.
No hat. There you go, bub.
Appreciate the input, Mel. My head's already pretty big. Y'all just making it bigger. But I do appreciate it. This is lovely.
Shout out to Ricky on YouTube and Twitch. I haven't been on the live stream in a while, but Ron looks like he's been in the gym for sure.
Okay. I see you.
I was in there with David Culley today. Leg day.
You did Culley's leg day?
It's Wednesday.
You know Hell yeah.
It's Wednesday. You know it's leg day for DC.
Football playing Jesse.
There he is. I wanted to address this with you real quick and the people too, because I was listening to Sean this morning as I was driving the kids in that long drop-off line. Tell you, that first week of school, boy, they really try to get out the kinks. Where you better get your ass in there early for you.
Kid tardy. I'm not ready for that, man. I got mine 10 minutes late, and there ain't a lick of traffic. I mean, I pull right in the parking lot. I don't know what I'm going to do when you get
I pulled in there. I looked in there, and nobody letting you in. They just, we and all in a fight. But I had plenty of time to listen to Seth and Sean. And Sean said, on the pregame show, when you guys were talking about Davis Mills, he brought up a thought of, all right, if you play Davis Mills 17 games, and right now with C.J. Stroud as the quarterback, the Texans over-under is at 9.5. And he said he started to ask you, where would you take the over on the over-under if Davis Mills so happened to start on this team? You just changed Mills for C.J.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he started you at 6.5. You said, I'd take the over. You got to 7.5. Is that where you stopped?
No,
Did you take the over at 7.5?
No, I definitely took the over at 7.5. I think the conversation ended. I think Davis Mills could win 9-plus games with this team's defense.
What?
I think this is an unbelievably talented team, well-coached team, well-built roster. I think you put a quarterback in there that doesn't necessarily threaten much, but just doesn't turn the football over, manages the game. I think this team still can win a bunch of games. I don't think a Davis Mills quarterback team is a serious Super Bowl contender.
But you think you think that the Davis Mills win total, if he started all 17, would be the same as CJ's?
No, I think it'd be one game less.
So you're at CJ, I
think it'd be 8.5.
8.5, mm-hmm. And you take the over at 9.5. Because I was going to say, we'll learn this once the regular season gets started. But if I remember, the schedule came out, you were at 9 games, I think.
I don't think we're talking about this schedule.
I thought when the schedule first came out.
Maybe it did.
We'll revisit it again now that we see the team and everything. I heard that. And now I thought it was 7.5, but you got him in a one game difference. Tyler, doesn't it have to be a bigger difference between Davis Mills and C.J. Stroud? I understand what you're talking about, the defense and everything, but I feel like it's got to be a, it's like, to me, if CJ's If CJ's 9.5 win total, the Texans are 9.5 with him the quarterback. I mean, I got to be 6.5.
Oh, I'm with you. Yeah,
like, there's got to be. I feel like two of those guys have to be more than a game difference.
Yeah, for me, it's less about the quarterback. It's and more about the team. The conversation I know is about a quarterback, but it's more about the team. Like, I think the floor for this team is really high. I think when you're talking Davis Mills, when you're talking about who's quarterback in the team, it's a ceiling conversation. And I think the ceiling is potentially a legit Super Bowl contender with CJ. I mean, obviously you don't get that with Davis Mills. I think DeMeco has built a team that is defensive driven. I do think they're going to be able to piece together a decent little run game. I do think they've got enough talent to spin it around the park a little bit when need be. So I think the conversation is more about the team and less about how many game difference is it between the two quarterbacks. I mean, that's obviously obviously Davis Mills can't hold CJ's job at this point in time. But
I'm guessing you're saying they would be coached completely different. They would approach things completely different if Davis was the quarterback versus CJ.
I think CJ Stroud, I think in a perfect world, this team is gonna be very New England Patriot-esque of we're not going to go out there and do a bunch of exotic crap and try to throw the football down the field and throw the ball 40 times unless we have to. We're going to go out there. We're going to play good, sound football. We're going to let the other team beat themselves. We're going to play great defense. We're not going to turn it over. We're going to chew the clock. We're going to be really good in situational football. And then, which I think Davis Mills can do that, right? And I think they're going to win a bunch of games doing that. The difference is there's going to be three or four games where you need C.J. Stroud to be C.J. Stroud, and he gives you a chance to win those games where Davis does not.
Yeah. I was going to say, you look at their schedule, if Davis was the quarterback, there's about four or five games I'd just completely take off.
Davis won three, four games with Cully and freaking
football playing line, Jesse.
Roster.
Text line coming in. I'm with Clint on those win totals, but the wins would look way different. More grinded out games. Someone else texts in. We may barely win 9 games with Stroud.
I mean, look, that's possible too. But that's what I'm telling you right now. If this team is good enough to win 8 or 9 games with any quarterback out there, This should be a Super Bowl contending team with Stroud. Yeah. I mean, that's the gap. It's about the ceiling. The ceiling is significantly higher, obviously, with 7 taking snaps. The beautiful thing about, for all of us fans here with the Texans, is that floor is high as hell, I think.
Yeah. All right, coming up. I don't know if you got me there.
You're still looking at it from a quarterback perspective, which I understand. It's hard to look at it and go, boy, a team is – because I didn't set the over-under for C.J. Stroud. We had a Davis Mills conversation.
Right?
If you get the real Davis, if you get the real C.J. Stroud and you get an offensive line that's halfway decent, a play call that's halfway decent, I would move C.J. Stroud's win total up. I mean, I would move it up to 10.5, 11.5. I mean, that's really where you're at. You just don't know what you're getting from C.J.'s supporting cast.
All right, coming up as we continue here, the big issue – and maybe the biggest issue, Clint, that the Astros are going to have to overcome. It showed up, and it showed up in a major way yesterday, the first day in which after the injury to Hader has been announced. We got to look into that. That's coming up next.